Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NFL team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NFL team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NFL team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NFL team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. I'm being joined by super producer and host, Dave Shepard. And thank you for listening. You in your vehicle, you at home, you going to work, you getting something to eat, you on patrol, you helping somebody, you cleaning something, you packing something, you tearing something up. I don't know what you're doing. I'm just glad that you're here. I'm going to be here for one more hour. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific every single weeknight. If you're not listening on your local affiliate, you can always tune in using the free Odyssey app. You can take the show from your job to your car to your house to the garage to your friend's house. I don't know where you're going, but if you put the app on your phone, you got CBS Sports Radio everywhere. You're not stuck in your vehicle. Tonight, Thursday Night Football, the Cincinnati Bengals beat the Miami Dolphins 27-15. The Bengals improved their record to 2-2. The Dolphins, they fall to 3-1. Tua Tagovailoa, he falls big time. He exits the game on a stretcher, goes into an ambulance, goes to a hospital, ultimately is discharged. Along the way, it was told to us that he suffered a neck and a head injury. He was sacked in the second quarter. He was basically ragdolled into the ground. This is the same Tua Tagovailoa who was hit this past Sunday against the Buffalo Bills, and he fell onto his back, and his head bounced off of the ground. And so two of these big hits, kind of crazy. He was evaluated on Sunday by the Dolphins doctors, the independent doctors, and it was reported that it was just a back injury, not a head injury, but a back injury. He continues on to play, even though he stumbled back into the huddle. And so tonight, just a bad situation to see, a bad situation to watch, because he appeared to have suffered another head injury. I'm not a doctor, not by any stretch of the imagination. I don't think anybody listening to me right now, unless you happen to be in Cincinnati, unless you were one of the doctors who treated Tua Tagovailoa tonight, we don't know exactly what happened. We don't know the results or the prognosis. We don't know any of that. But I think we all know nobody's head is supposed to bounce off of the ground, the floor, the street, the turf, the grass. The dome ain't supposed to hit nothing like that. It's happened twice for Tua. And so this game, yeah, good for the Bengals. They went up 2-2. Their record is not 1-3, that was where they were on the path to. And the Dolphins, yes, all things considered, man, have they been just like blazing through teams? No, they haven't. They were undefeated heading into tonight at 3-0, but we got some comebacks, some, you know, near misses. So they've been able to hang in there. More importantly, the big conversation has been around Tua Tagovailoa. After Tua went out of the game, Teddy Bridgewater, he was able to to help them score a touchdown, drive them down the field. But in the second half of the game, the Dolphins, all they could muster was a field goal. In the fourth quarter, the Cincinnati Bengals, they had a big interception by Von Bell, pretty much telling them to have a seat. And then, to close off the game, the final score, it was Joe Burrow. He connected with Hayden Hurst for a touchdown, making the score 27-15. Listen to this final stamp on the game. This is courtesy of the Bengals Radio Network.
Third down and goal from the two. They still have a sixth offensive lineman in. Burrow wants to throw.
Easy.
His pass,
yeah.
Caught by Hurst.
Easy.
Touchdown.
Nice.
Bengals.
Nice.
And that should be coffin nails.
Bam, bam, bam.
After the game, head coach Zach Taylor, knowing that these Bengals went to the Super Bowl last season, knowing that they started this year 0-2, also understanding that they just improved their record to 2-2, he says, hell no, we didn't get discouraged. Listen.
We got a great team, man. I love this team. I love everything about them. They didn't hesitate for 1 second after those first 2 weeks when all the noise was getting loud about the expectations. All that, they didn't let that affect them for 1 second. They just came out there and answered the bell and responded 2 consecutive weeks.
Yeah, now they're 2-2. They got a little bit of life. We would have been in disaster city if the Bengals fell to 1-3. Disaster city. And so good for them. We don't have to hear about how quickly they have fallen after making that surprise Super Bowl appearance. But the hit, the thing everybody's talking about tonight, is Tua Tagovailoa going down in that second quarter. This is what that hit sounded like. At least this was the call for it from the Dolphins radio network.
Mostert remains the running back. The play action, Tua rolling to his left, stops. Nobody's open, Joe. He's going to be sacked back in his own territory at the 47-yard line. Tua's down.
He got body slammed. He got thrown down, and they're coming out right now. Jimmy had time to get rid of it. Instead, he gets thrown down hard, and he's not getting up. Oh, boy.
Yeah, he didn't get up. He was stretchered off of the field. It looked like he lost control of his hands, his limbs there, fingers, hands, arms, momentarily. They said he did have all the feeling in his arms and his legs. And he's on a plane home, which is great news. If you want to find the silver lining, it's that Tua Tagovailoa was able to be discharged from the hospital. And he's on his way just straight back to Miami. Now, we spoke to Dr. David Chow right after the game. He was the former head physician for the Chargers, and we talked to him. Obviously, Tua, apparently, to what degree, we don't know, but he's been hurt twice in less than a week. This past Sunday, tonight, head, back, neck, all connected, doesn't matter. Dr. David Chow, he talked about this. The NFL, the Dolphins, Tua, everybody's going to get yelled at about this situation. He said, look, Tua also cleared himself. Listen.
Just everyone remember before you scorch the Dolphins or the NFL, Tua is the one who also said, it was my back. Now, did the Dolphins convince him to lie? I doubt it, right? Tua isn't filing a complaint. It's the PA, and it's their right, and they should be able to do so. And I'm not taking any sides on this. I'm just saying, let's let the process play out, and hopefully it'll be okay. The first step is he's flying home. We can start seeing his symptoms. If he doesn't have symptoms going forward, it's not impossible for him to play. But I guarantee you the NFL is going to take a lot of scrutiny at this because they don't want to reflame a CT and head injury scandal.
No, they don't. The NFL has already had to pay money out the ass in regards to settlements from former players claiming that the NFL didn't give a damn about them and just sent them out there knowing that they were doing just tremendous harm to their bodies. We know this. NFL don't want these problems. The NFL Players Association has already said we're going to investigate Tua getting back out into the game this past Sunday. And even Coach McDaniel for the Dolphins earlier or after the game, he said afterwards, he said, yeah, man, it was tough. to coach this game after Tua got injured. Take a listen.
I think a lot of people struggle. I know me personally, that's, you know, if I didn't have a job to do for the organization and the rest of the players, and I didn't have obligation in my mind, I would have tapped it. It's not something that is comfortable for anybody, and it was not a situation that you want for any of your players or your team in general. It's some scary stuff. I'm just glad that it worked out.
Yeah, the Dolphins' next game is October 9th. It's not this Sunday, obviously, the week after against the New York Jets. And we have no idea what's going to happen with Tua. I asked Dr. David Chow, I said, well, what are the next steps? Because are we going to see a game against the Jets where, I don't know, Carl Lawson now knocks the living hell out of Tua? I hope not. These are the steps that Dr. Chow outlined to us here on CBS Sports Radio.
Thankfully, step one, check. No serious neck injury. Step two, check. Discharge from the hospital, flying home with the team. Step three is hopefully he clears very quickly from symptoms. Step four is that nothing long term. And step five or six or seven is eventually getting back to playing if he chooses to. And let's leave it up to the medical doctors, to his own doctors. I'm sure his agent and family will get involved.
Yeah, it's a conversation for everybody. You know, if you're an NFL player, you have a limited window to go out there and make all of your money. It's a job. If you're one hit, you're done, you're cooked, career over. You're trying to maximize your cash. You're trying to get that money. So doctors are there to supposedly look out for you. They're getting paid by the team. Now they got independent doctors. It's still a business. The players, they're just pieces. They're interchangeable pieces that can be brought in, replaced, destroyed, put on a conveyor belt, sent out to pasture, brought back in. They're commodities, and they're looked upon as such from the organizations. And you heard from Coach McDaniel. He's like, listen, I'm a human being. It was tough to even go out there and continue to coach the game after Tua got hurt. And he was asked after the game, you know what? We saw what took place on Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. We saw what took place tonight. McDaniels was pretty much asked, or McDaniel, he was just like, listen, man, do you feel that you're any type of responsible? Do you feel that you put Tua in the line of fire? This is what he said.
Absolutely not. If I would have, that would be irresponsible in the first place, and I shouldn't be in this position. I don't think that an injury from last week made him fall the same way this week, you know. But yeah, I do not have any, like, absolutely zero patience for, or will ever put a player in a position to, for them to be in harm's way. That is, like, not what I'm about at all, and no outcome of a game would ever influence me being irresponsible as the head coach of the football team.
You want to know something? What he said is true. And I agree with him. This is just the culture of the NFL. You know, we joked about it last night with Bill Belichick talking about Mac Jones and his ankle. It's like, hey, Mac Jones, we heard he has a high ankle sprain. Hey, Bill, does he have a high ankle sprain? And Bill Belichick took the approach of, I don't know. I ain't no doctor. I'm not a doctor. What do I know? I'm not running around with degrees. I'm not. This ain't my MO. Is it right for coaches to take that approach? I don't know. But the fact is, this is just the reality. The coaches coach the players who are available. It's similar. Hey, don't ask, don't tell. Hey, can he play? He could play fine. Okay, fine. How many snaps can he play? Do I need to change the game plan? The coaches try to separate themselves from that element as much as they can. As much of a jackass way that he said it, yeah, Bill Belichick is not reading an MRI. He ain't coming out trying to be a doctor. He's just trying to coach the dudes who are eligible and available to play. Is it right? No, it's not right. But that's the way it is. And if the NFL Players Association, if they want to just investigate the process of which Tua Tagovailoa was allowed to play football or to continue playing football on Sunday, maybe they should look into that as well. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Cody's calling from Colorado. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, man. I usually work days, so I miss your show a lot at night. Last couple of nights, I've been able to listen a lot. I wanted to touch base with both Tua and also you kind of touched on Mac Jones. Tua, last week, I listened a lot to Jim Rome and the Big Head Bets. You know, there's not a lot of physicians that are going to falsify him being okay to play. You know, he's going to come on the field. If they say he's okay to go on the field, he's good. With that being said, and now forgive me, I don't remember the name of the doctor, but he runs with Jim Rome, and he was talking about how, you know, Belichick is a prime example of downplaying the injuries or acting naive to the injuries. We all know that's not true. I don't think that a physician said, hey, Tua can play when he couldn't. I think it's oddly coincidental, though, that 2 weeks in a row he's got head and back injuries. With that said, man, I love what you guys do. Every time I'm waiting on hold, I always get a little distracted. I'm always getting a little off topic because I'm listening to what you guys are and what I want to say back. But you guys are always killing it, long or short of it. Tua is, I think he might actually be hurt. But what are they going to do next, you know? Well, appreciate you guys. I appreciate you taking the call, and have a good night.
Thank you, Cody. Appreciate you for calling from Colorado. I don't think it's so much of doctors are standing around falsifying information. I don't think anyone believes that. But the fact is, the doctors have the best interest, and it depends on the doctor. Who do they have the best interest of? The players or the organization? Are they hedging a little bit? Is this your physician? Because also, let's be clear. You know, it's real easy to get sucked into this is football. It's real easy to do that. How many doctors, how many general physicians will tell you that playing football is good for you? Who the hell's going to tell you that? I don't think you'll find a doctor who will tell you that this is healthy. Not one. I think we forget that because we're so sucked up into it. The physicians in the NFL, the doctors in the NFL are there just to see if you can play. This is not for the betterment of your health. This is not for your full protection, because if it was, the doctors would say, stop playing this barbaric game. Go home. That's not what's happening now, is it? Oh, it's just busted up. You know, we can cut it open in a few weeks, but just go out there and play. Or, hey, let's just go ahead and give you this shot, this pain. There's a lot that takes place just in athletics so athletes can play, so they can mask the pain. This is a business. Everybody's trying to make money. We had one of our callers wanted to reference Kirk Gibson and the power to go out there and play, and I said, man, it's not even comparable with the NFL. We got guys getting epidurals. How about this? This is even worse of an example. You know, Anthony Rizzo of the New York Yankees, he's been dealing with back pain in a non-contact sport all year long. This man got an epidural in his back to mask the pain and then was out subsequently because he was dizzy. Like, let's be real. If he's dealing with that, Anthony Rizzo on the New York Yankees, run around the bases, hit a home run, stand at first base. What the hell you think the defensive lineman's dealing with? The offensive lineman, the wide receiver, the linebacker, the guy butting heads. I'm not a doctor. I'm not claiming to be a doctor. But this is something that we forget a lot. Yeah, we know the NFL is violent. But the degree of what and what just what the players go through to go play, it's hellish. And watching Tua get his head dribbled on the floor like he's Chris Paul or LeBron is not fun. It's a reminder. I'm not saying a doctor is dirty. I'm not saying this is that. But come on, we've known for years the injury protocol. This has nothing just to do with Tua. He's helping bring it to light, unfortunately. This is not something he asked for. He's not a martyr here. But we know the NFL can do better with his injuries. But let's also be real. It's counterproductive to the product. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. A matter of fact, you want to know how coaches feel about injuries? This is what Belichick had to say. If you forgot from last night, this is what Belichick said about Mac Jones and his high ankle sprain.
Day by day, it's getting better. See how it goes. Day by day.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day. What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know. Talk to the medical experts. We'll evaluate him. Dave. I mean, what difference does it make to me? What do you think I'm going to read the MRI? That's not my job, so.
But it's theirs, and they talk to you about it, right?
Yeah, it's day by day. It's getting better day by day. See how it is tomorrow. It's a lot better than it was yesterday. See what it is.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Wow, it's exciting talking to you, Mr. JR. You are clear, concise, accurate, and honest. I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
So Sunday, Tua, his head hits the turf. He falls on his back, and they say it's just his back. Tonight, the same thing happens. He's stretchered off of the field. He doesn't stay in the game like he did on Sunday. And tonight, they officially say he suffers a concussion. Tua Tagovailoa is in concussion protocol. This time, he had to be stretchered off the field to a hospital. He's eventually discharged, and he's going to be on a team plane back to Miami after the Dolphins lose. The final score tonight, 27-15, the Bengals go up 2-2 in their season. The Dolphins fall to 3-1. Chuck is calling from New Hampshire, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. First time, long time.
Thank you. What's up, Chuck?
I'm just calling. I did three tours in Iraq, and the third time I got hit by an IED. And I had an injury to my neck and my head, and I'm severed my brachial plexus, and my hands did the same thing that I saw Tua do today. And it was like 2 weeks I had to wait before I could control my hands altogether, and still today I can't do my left hand. And now, that was in 2007. I'm 45 now, and I'm chewing pills every day, just to the pain.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. First of all, thank you for your service, and we hear stories. Obviously, it's not the same as going to war, but we hear stories of NFL players who are constantly in pain. It's really no surprise that they need pills to move on. They need shots to move on. And we see them in these collisions every single Sunday. Let me ask you, Chuck.
Do you think
Tua should have been out there today? Do you think he should have been allowed to continue on Sunday? I mean, the doctors say yes, but they're not necessarily going to say, hey, man, have a seat and just stay home for 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, he's a professional athlete, and that's how he makes a living. So it's just, I mean, if that's his decision, that's his decision. But, I mean, I personally, as a young man as he is, and being through what I've been through and what a lot of us have been through, I mean, you got to think about your future too, your kids, and I think that's important.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you, Chuck, for calling from New Hampshire. Thank you one more time for your service. Yeah, it's about the money for everybody. It's about the money for the players. It's about the money for the owners. It's all about the money. It's still a business out the gate. Sam is calling from New York. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Okay, Sam is not there. Kyle is also calling from New York. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, I was listening to Chuck there, and I'm a veteran as well with deployments. And I can say that head injuries are no joke. I only had one while I was on deployment, and I'm still dealing with the effects years later. You know, I deployed 4 years ago, and I'm still, you know, dealing with that kind of stuff. And my the main reason why I called, though, and I want to thank Chuck for his service, and I really appreciate all of that. In terms of sports, sort of a segue, maybe clumsily. Yeah. I think that the Shanahan system is not healthy for quarterbacks. I think that the offensive line is designed to be run focused and not pass protect focused. And I think that, I mean, we saw Trey Lance snap his ankle last week. We got Tua Tagovailoa, you know, going down hard this week. And, you know, I just – when these types of coaches get a run-based or a run-capable quarterback, they tend to do reckless things as far as I've seen.
Well,
and I don't know if you feel the same, but
– what? I do want to thank you for bringing that up. I've never thought about it in that way, whether it's Kyle Shanahan or Mike McDaniel. I've never looked at it in that prism. I look at it as all these guys are up to get their asses whooped. You know, I don't care who it is. Let's think about every quarterback who has or is dealing with an injury, and pretty much at some point in time throughout the course of a season, it's going to be all of them. And thank you, Kyle, for calling from New York. Last year, Lamar Jackson goes down to an ankle. A couple of years ago, I remember Patrick Mahomes, it was his knee. Like right now, Mac Jones dealing with a high ankle sprain that Bill Belichick doesn't want to admit is a high ankle sprain. Or maybe it's not. Tua and his back and his ankle. Jameis Winston, man, it was all fun and games. Hey, Jameis, so what's up with your back? And he's just like, where's the pain? And it's everywhere. And he wasn't joking. This man is playing with a broken bone. He's fractured vertebrae in his back. Justin Herbert is running around with busted up ribs. It's not everybody playing in a Kyle Shanahan, Mike McDaniel system. You play in the NFL, you're going to get hurt. That's just what it is. I mean, shoot, even the guys who catch the ball. You seen Torrey Holt's fingers? Michael Strahan playing at the line. You seen his hands? My main man, Bad Man, Ronnie Lott, have you looked at his hand? He's missing part of a digit. This ain't easy. Watching some of these guys shuffle around in their 30s, their 40s, their 50s. Let me tell you something. I'm sure the majority of our listeners haven't been to a radio row. Going to the Super Bowl Radio Row is like a massive convention. All of the radio stations are there, all of the athletes, all of the legends, and you sit in this gigantic ballroom, and you look around, and it's like, oh, there's Rob Gronkowski, and they go, oh, there's Jerry Rice, and up there's this guy and that guy. When some of the legends walk by, and I mean like legends, guys who are now in their 50s, still relatively young, and then into their 60s, It becomes sad watching them try to move around. And some guys, it hits them even sooner than that. And it's not always the physical outward effects. It's the mental ones as well. Those are the ones that we don't see. That's why seeing Tua bounce off of the turf, Tua watching his head bounce off of the ground the way we have this week, it's tough as hell. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls before I have to roll out. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I've been listening to you maybe 10, 11 months, and I always appreciate you being poignant, intelligent, and exactly when you have to be.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, get ready, folks. If you thought about these conversations surrounding health in the NFL, if you thought it was just tonight, it's going to be all day tomorrow as well. When we get to you tomorrow, of course, we're going to dive deeper into the entire slate of NFL games this upcoming Sunday. Take a look at some college football on Saturday. Got the first set of preseason games in the NBA that are going to take place. Not that we're going to dive deep into that, but things are starting to get heavy here. Let's get to some of your calls before I have to roll out. 855-212-4CBS. Rick is here from Toronto.
Thank you for taking my call again, JR.
Sure.
God, I have so much to say. You know, this Tua thing was just, it's like saying, Stephen Ross, you basically are making, you've got a good record now, and you get back at Brian Flores from the past, and you had Tua basically apologizing that now after when Brian Flores left, everything's great now, and this happens, and you know the Players Association has not done a good job. I'll tell you one thing, DeMora Smith, he's the one who wanted to go from 16 games to 17 games. This is another example of basically making the life of the player worse than ever. And I don't trust the NFL. I wouldn't trust the NFL at all. Because you talk about doctors, you know, I got two doctors in mind. Bennett Omahu and Joseph Maroon. They are two doctors who had a conversation about CTE. So I don't trust the doctors in the NFL. Why should I trust the doctor? What?
I was agreeing with you, Rick. That's it.
Yeah, no. Well, that's the whole problem. You know, I don't trust Stephen Ross because he basically, he's so worried about that lawsuit. You know, it's one thing with John Gruden's lawsuit, but Brian Flores' lawsuit, the class action lawsuit against the NFL. I think the NFL is trying to help Stephen Ross in this case. And when this happened, they don't care about the player.
We get that. I'm not going to disagree with you on that at all. Players are replaceable. They come, they go, they're here, they're gone, and the NFL goes on. It's just how it is. James is calling from L.A. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR? How we doing, my man?
Very good.
Yeah. Prayers to that young man, Tua. You know, I hope everything's all right through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I hope him and everybody else that's going through something can work it out. Just give it to the Lord. Let go and let God. You know what I mean? I look back on Peyton Manning and the four neck surgeries that he had. And I remember after the first two, when the Colts, I think the Colts let him go or they amicably agreed to just depart. And then he decided to come back to Denver. Everybody was thinking, one good pop, and he's going to be paralyzed for life. He's going to be, you know, going down that road. But it was his decision to do it. It worked out for him. He managed to go to two more Super Bowls. He got one more. But, you know, the risk, for most of them, I don't think it's it might not be worth the reward, man. It might not be worth going through that. Gronkowski decided to retire. I don't think he had any major problems, just aches and pains. But he said, you know, enough is enough. I'm done. And he's able to walk away and still have a clear head. All you can do is pray for them, and it's their decision. You know, you can't raise nobody grown, my mama used to say. and that's the true words, man.
Yeah. No, it's factual. I mean, they love football. It's a give and a take. It's probably more of a give and a take in football than anything else or any team sport. You have to think about sports in general, probably boxing, that you know going into this that you're going to do yourself some damage that you can't reverse. Dave from Alabama, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Evening, JR. How's it going, man?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, when I seen what happened to Tua that Sunday, that was about as wrong as two boys fighting in front of a church on a Sunday morning. He should have been taken out of the game immediately. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And not only that, now he got hit by a truck Sunday. Now he got hit by a locomotive named Bull tonight. I mean, they turning this guy into a pretzel stick. I mean, they breaking every bone in this man's body. He should never have been played. He should have been benched that Sunday, and he should have been out for at least two games to fully recover from that injury. And okay.
Before you say anything about Belichick, they say that their doctors cleared him and that it was his back. And all things considered, he looked fine tonight playing before he got hit again.
Man, but I tell you one thing, when I seen him, that man was about as wobbly as a wet noodle.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. What's your
point quickly on Belichick, quickly?
A narrow mind has no vision to expand. That's Belichick. He has a narrow mind and no room to expand. Because he's so delusional, narcissistic, and egotistic, he don't really see what's really in front of him. Quarterback is hurt.
I think he
just want to play it off.
I don't think he's trying to play it off. I think he's playing the same role that he always has publicly, and that's the point I also made. The coaches will feign just ignorance just so they can do their job, which is to coach the players that are available. Does he know the status? Yes, it's all a game. It's like, hey, do we want to tip off the opponent? You know, do we want to put this on the injury report? This is common, and it shouldn't be. If you want to talk about anything potentially changing, that's an additional element in and of itself. Go ahead, Mike from Baltimore.
Hey, JR. I just want to talk about Tua going down with the injury. How can these owners guarantee contracts for these players? And they're always one hit away from being done for a season or being done for their career.
Well, there's only one player in the NFL who has a fully guaranteed contract, every dollar and every cent, and that happens to be Deshaun Watson. You have to guarantee – well, the contracts are partially guaranteed, which is very different from other sports where the contracts are fully guaranteed. And so if you're going to have a game, if you want to have the players actually out there, I would tell you that the NFL probably has the weakest union, but that's one thing that they have been able to have is a partially guaranteed contract that you know you're risking your ass, your life, your well-being, that you're going to get some type of money. Ralph from Miami, quickly.
Really quick, Jay. I want to also bring, I understand everybody also bring everything to the NFLPA's attention, but my situation looking at the replay over the game, I feel like if the tackle was done differently, Tua would not be injured. I feel like nobody's actually seen. The tackle is the reason why he basically ended up in the stretcher, because it's the second being hit in the head twice in a row, twice basically every week is going to cause a situation like that. And the way he ended up being tackled, I feel like they could have basically did the tackle without having to just lift him up and throw him on the ground. He could have done it.
Well, tonight he wasn't so much, and thank you, Ralph, he wasn't so much lifted up and thrown onto the ground. Josh Tupou was already on the ground and was trying to drag him down. Tua looked like he was planted. And then in the process of a 6'4", 6'3", 350 guy trying to slam you down, he flung him down. Boom. That's it. It's like me sitting on the floor with a toddler and bringing him down. Down he goes. It's just brought him down. Hard. Violently. I don't know how we could have changed anything there tonight. Shep, I'm going to let you get the last word, my man.
It's just an unfortunate situation. I mean, a guy's having a career year. It's a rookie head coach. You know, you're coming off the disaster that is the Brian Flores situation. Didn't deserve to be fired in the first place. And a lot of people felt like McDaniel was in a rough spot. He seems to be the guy for this team. And this is just a bad look for Tua in terms of how he was treated. It's a bad look on the Dolphins, and it's an even worse look for the NFL. And really, there's no solution outside of the fact that we all understand the almighty dollar rules the NFL's, you know, watch.
That's it. You said it, the last part. Everybody's going to show up on Sunday. Somebody else will get hurt. There'll be another Tua next year. And the year after that, and the money will continue to flow. NFL is moving towards $20-plus billion per year. They can, pardon the pun, they can head off these injury concerns. And as long as they can do that, as long as people show up to watch, they'll be cool. They can do better, though. They can all do better. We can do better. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We will be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. We'll get you all set for this weekend's NFL games and everything else going on in the world of sports. If you miss me too much while I'm gone, you can find me on all social media platforms at JR Sport Brief. That is Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I appreciate you for listening at work, at home, on the way, to and from. Whatever you're doing, be safe and be well. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it is a wrap. But don't move. Why? Because Amy Lawrence, she is coming up next.
Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NFL team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NFL team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NFL team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NFL team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NFL team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NFL team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.